4:12. Acts 4:12 said that, praise God, neither is there salvation in none other, for there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Praise God. So he is our only, praise God, he is our only hope. Praise God. Not only is he our only hope.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville. Dr. Carl Armstead, Sr., pastor. Join our pastor as he preaches and teaches the Word of God.
A leaking roof, because when he sees your thanksgiving, when praises go up, blessings. I wish I had a witness. Blessings. Blessings. I wish it was somebody in here. Every time you try to wrap one thing up, he bless you with something else. So Jesus says, don't try to impress me, but try to attract me. Then secondly, in verse 43, Jesus says, hey boys, come here, let me holler at you. Come here, disciples. This woman, this poor widow, has given more than all of these. What has she given? You see, in Ghana, West Africa, when I land in Accra after 10 hours of flying, when I get there to the capital of Accra, yes, I would love to be Donald Trump in America. Yes, I would like for my last name to be Kennedy, based on financial status. But when I get to Accra and exchange my currency, $100, instantaneously, I become a millionaire, because I receive $700,000 in CDs. So when I cash $200, I cannot fit the money in my pocket. I have to buy a satchel, like a book sack. My money is in my back because I'm loaded. And when I walk through the streets, they have got impressed by my diamonds and gold, because I'm in the land of gold that has been misappropriated by the British who live across the water. That's another story. But God says, when I get there, I'll show you something. I will show you people who is not attracted by materialism, but attracted by spiritualism. If my rings and a Bible lay adjacent to one another, they would take the Bible and leave the gold. They ask, Bible, give me Bible. Putting all of my clothes in the cleaners in America is $300. But in Ghana, it is 25,000 CDs, less than $1.30. When I give somebody 100,000 CDs, they add 6 rooms on to their houses. I see them as they dance to the altar in giving. They danced.
They danced. Yes,
broke.
Yes, sir. They danced.
But they danced. Yes. And there's a song that captivates my attention. Uh-huh. When I look up to the mountains.
What?
When I look up through the valleys. Yes. You are Lord.
My.
I'm broke.
What?
But you are Lord. Yes. I've got malaria. But you alone. Now, if they can dance in that condition, I thought at least some of y'all that's got Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Mercedes, $300 house at home, I thought at least some of y'all who used to be broke, robbing Peter to pay Paul, but God's been good to you. And that's why I wanted to tell you in the second point. It's not competitive, but yet it's commendable. And the question is, what is Jesus saying about your worship? I fired my praise team and I'm through. I dismiss the spiritual cheerleaders. When I organized them, they didn't audition for anybody. I just looked out among them and saw their spirituality at a level to employ them and ask them to come. Trying to identify with modernism. But after a while, they got caught up in themselves.
Yes. Have mercy.
And then you've got these people who want to join the ministry. Having to audition. They want to sit in the seat of authority and preside over the proceedings as though worship is dependent upon them. The president can't get along with the secretary and they're arguing over what song. Now cheerleaders are supposed to build the morale of the people in the state. When my spirit is low, when I'm a little bit down, change is strange, money is funny. Husband acting a fool, children don't know what to do. Job giving me all kind of hell, internal, external problems. If I could just drag myself to the church and get in the church, the cheerleaders ought to at least say to me 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar. All for Jesus. Stand up and holler. But they arguing with one another. How you gonna lead me and cheer me and you can't get together? That's why I don't need nobody to get my praise on. Let me close this thing. When I was coming up in the 70s, I had to be in for 10 o'clock. Not 10:30, but 10 o'clock. I'm talking about 10 o'clock. I'm talking about having to dive sometime to make it on the porch, to keep my mama from acting ignorant in the streets. I wish I had a believer here. And when I used to go to parties, the parties didn't start till around 9. But while I was getting dressed, I had to turn the radio on, preach Rem Fields. And while I was ironing my pants, I had to get myself together, dancing and roboting, doing all the other stuff. And when I got to the dance, I didn't have time to take applications because like Cinderella, my time was running out. Do you want to dance? No, forget you. You want to dance? No, forget you. And I had to. just by myself. All I'm trying to tell you, you don't need nobody to help you get your dance on. You ought to come bringing your own celebration. Can I get a witness? Find your three people and tell them, ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party. Because the Holy Ghost party don't stop. I wish I had a witness here. You see, when you come to church, you just coming to respond to an invitation. And the invitation said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Look at your name and say, I don't want my living to be in vain. I didn't come to impress you. I came to attract Jesus because I stand in the need of his miracles. Can I get a witness? Well, my brothers and sisters, I feel pretty good here. And in the 44th verse, it says, Jesus said to the men that this woman gave not only all she had, but all her living. Can I get a witness? Real worship ought to cost you something. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you ought not wear that no more. Because when you wear that, your hands don't go up. When you wear that, you can't praise him like you need to. Your worship ought to cost you something. Can I get a witness? Come here, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus will tell you that his worship cost him something. Zacchaeus said, it moved me from who I thought I was, and I had to run up a tree and see Jesus for myself. Can I get a witness? Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego will tell you that worship cost us something, because what we've learned, sometimes he'll pull you out of the fire, and sometimes he'll step right in with you. But what it cost us is our conviction, because we know that the Lord is able. I wish I had some witnesses here. I hear Daniel say, it ought to cost you something. I don't care how many idol gods that they raise, you ought to stand for something. Can I get a witness? They told Daniel, Daniel, don't pray no more. And I heard Daniel say, when I turn my face towards the city of Jerusalem. I wish I had some witnesses here that you know you can call him on your job. You can call him in your car. You can call him on your back porch. You can call him on the side of your bed with your arms folded. I wish I had some witnesses here. Jesus said it costs to worship. They nailed him. I wish I had some witnesses here. They nailed him on an old rugged cross. I wish I had a believer here. They whipped him and nailed him. Whipped him and nailed him. But he never said a mumbling word. They took Jesus and put him inside of a rock. Look at here. They took the rock of ages and put it inside of a rock. Put another rock on top of the rock. Put another rock around the rock. I just wanted to tell you, I don't care how much